and welcome to the Intersect of Marketing Podcast, where we dive into what brands are doing across their entire marketing strategy, how their brand strategy impacts their performance, and how it all works together to either push the brand forward or hold it back. I'm your host, Morty Overseas, and joining us today is the insurance marketing lead at John Lewis and Partners, the one, the only Miracle Edamati Archibong. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I'm stoked to talk to you. We did a podcast webinar thing. I don't remember I ate for breakfast, and breakfast here was 2 hours ago, with Alaida Solis about where the state of search marketing was at the time and yada, yada. And you were talking about brand in such an interesting way that it made me want to have you on this podcast. And I asked you, what brand do you want to look at? And you wanted to look at AirUp.
Yes.
So I'm curious, because I've seen their commercials here and there, but I didn't, until I started diving into this, I was not extremely familiar with who they are and exactly how they work. What made you want to dive into AirUp?
Because they've been fleecing me, and because I've become...
Is this a customer service call?
This is a therapy session. This help people, but like literally, just because of how much I've spent on something so obscene, it's just beyond belief.
Okay, so what made you? I'm curious, you're a consumer. So what made you?
I'm not the primary consumer. My children are, they're the greatest targets, isn't it? Like literally, they are, and they've made me guilt trip me into spending so much money on something that if you tell, I don't know, our parents or someone, like, I've spent this amount of money, they'll be like, are you okay?
How much money? And no, I'm just kidding. Wait. So they're targeting, can we say an age range of the kids, like 1 to 3, 3 to 27?
I mean, it's more, I would say it's more like 6 to teenage years, because I think, I don't want to stereotype, but I think after a while, boys kind of fall out of that age, and then younger women, I think, because I'm just thinking, who are the people I see holding these bottles? And I would say it's mostly kids and teenagers.
So, okay, now that really makes me want to dive into this. So AirUp, in case you haven't heard of their product, is basically, It's a water bottle. It has a ring that you insert that is just a smell. But because taste and smell are so linked together by science, that if you drink from the water bottle and it has this, orange flavored ring and that you smell, it tastes supposedly like they're drinking orange flavored water. Do I have this?
Yes. Yes.
Got it. Does it actually work?
I mean, the kids say it works. I've never tried it. I've taken a sip once, and I don't like fizzy drink. I don't like juices, so I'm not their target at all. So to me, it just tastes, I think it works though, because I feel like the water tastes sweeter, but there's nothing in it. So it probably works.
I think they have like an expectations problem. I'm so curious because you didn't actually try it yourself. It's your kids. And who knows what their expectations of reality are, especially because they're kids. I know my kids have fantastical expectations of reality. But when I was going through all this, one of the interesting things is they have a really nice slogan. It's flavor from thin air, which is very cool. It's very nice. They're in a weird spot, I feel like. And I feel like that's how we started this conversation. Like, it's a little bit of a weird spot. They're taking all your money. You don't even use the product. And I feel they're in a weird spot, because if you go on YouTube, first of all, messaging point of view, I just want to run through if you're listening to this, they're messaging a little bit. Check out, go Google them, ChatGPT them, see what's up with them. But the flavor from thin air thing is a really nice message. It's very on product. That makes sense. They go into a whole thing that there's nothing but water. It's not unhealthy, blah, blah, blah. I'll get to that in a second. And then they say nothing but water, but a little magic. And that's where I feel they lose me. Because if I want something healthy, and I want to make sure that it's healthy, and you're trying to tell me it's healthy, nothing but water, we're not Gatorade here, not dumping tons of sugar into this. Don't tell me there's some weird magic in it that I don't know what it is. Tell me, what is actually in it?
And for the first time today, I actually tried to look at what's actually in this. Because we're like, oh, I'm like, you know, who knows, 70 years from now, we might find out that the scented stuff and blah, blah, blah was blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't actually know what's in it. But I think you're then approaching it from a marketer's perspective, isn't it? You're doing the deep dive. The average consumer is not doing the deep dive. We hear, oh, it's just water. It's just smell. Zero calories. It's all natural. It's healthy for my kid. Do you understand? Like, I'm sure there are a couple of moms who are better than me who've actually...
No, and it does, and that's what's so interesting. And this is where I think brands make mistakes sometimes, because on the one side, it's just, I never thought it would be unhealthy. I remember watching, I was trying to find the commercial. Either it was like last year during NFL season, there was a commercial for this thing, or maybe one of the competitors. I never popped into my mind that this would be unhealthy at all. I get it. You're not even consuming anything. It's just a smell.
Just the smell.
Yeah. Like, not to be crass, like, people fart all the time. That can't be healthy to breathe in. Like, all right.
Well, the fat of cows is one of the greatest, I don't know. That's why we're all supposed to go vegan. So
that's true. I take that back now. And I never popped into my mind this would actually be unhealthy. However, one of the questions that pops up and people also ask on Google, is, you search for something on Google, like, I don't know, air up water bottle, and Google will show questions that people are asking about this product. And there's a lot of questions about its health. I think in connection to vaping.
That's interesting.
I never would have thought of that. So for every, let's say, five people like yourself and myself who never would have thought, why would this be unhealthy? There are those people out there. I feel it's a good market. There's always people out there who have points of hesitancy and skepticism. And just what are they? And I think what happened on the website is that the brand realized that, saying it's healthy. There's nothing but water. It's good. But the magic part is a contradiction. Like, which one? Pick one.
So did they address that question?
They definitely try to address the health thing. Mm-hmm. They also directly, this is also interesting. It turns out, I went on YouTube to pull this brand apart just a little bit.
Yeah, go on.
And I went on YouTube, and it turns out people don't like them. I was shocked. I don't like anything. And I went to the web, actually, I like this. This looks, you know, there are definitely things I would improve, like that point about the messaging. It's inconsistent. It's not aligned. Some of it comes off a little bit immature. You're in the YMYL health space. Like, you're offering a food product in a weird way. So you have to be a little bit more transparent and a little bit more health conscious than they are. Fine. Every brand's going to have problems. Not every brand has a YouTube problem with people reviewing saying, this thing stinks. It doesn't work. It's a scam.
That's why I say you need to monitor what people are saying about you. It's not about what you say about yourself. Perception.
It's not about.
Absolutely matters.
That's what you were saying. Were you talking about SEO and LLMs? It's not about what you're saying about yourself. I say lies about myself all the time. It's the lies I want other people to tell about me that matters.
Yeah. It's perception matters. And now, like, I would say I agree to some extent, because there are some flavors that absolutely stink. Like, if you keep those bottles, I have to tell the kids, like, every weekend you have to wash them, and they're so difficult to clean. I've taken a knife to one, like, literally trying to get mold out. So,
nasty.
It's so difficult to clean. And I get, I guess that's part of the things where you see parents having to change, they started to sell spare parts. You have to change drawers, you have to change it because of the mold that grows.
That's also such an interesting, a lesson right in there with the brand is that, you might be targeting 15-year-olds. I have two 14-year-olds at home. I have twins. Let me tell you about how many water bottles or any bottles or anything they wash and clean it. One of them is actually, he's not so bad. The other one, zero.
Yeah, so it becomes my job, and it becomes my job to, like, soak the thing and clean the thing. And I think my consolation is, for me, it's a fad. And so the kids, I mean, they've moved on to Stanley's, isn't it? Now it's all about the Stanley. So I'm just like, we're not going to have this in our lives for much longer. And that's why I say twins, because as soon as one got to secondary school, it's like, this is not cool anymore. And then he dropped it. And then, so I think my kind of criticism about the brand is I understand, you know, and they are in shops now. They are in regular shops now, not just selling online. So they've managed to grow. But I question the longevity of things like this.
That is such a good point. First off, the audience that they're actually targeting and their audience that they're actually speaking to sometimes, and this happens a lot, is I was talking with someone doing some kind of software product. The person is also a case where they're targeting young adults. The parent is really the one spending the money. So you have to consider that person and somehow talk to them at the same time, which is hard, but you can definitely do it usually through accentual information. If like I was going to have like parents guide for these bottles, I mean, that's way too obvious, but how to clean bottles.
So. I think a lot of brands consider themselves to be way above the obvious. And it's such a big mistake. And I say this all the time to brands. I was like, we've chased generic, you know, searches and stuff like that. Like, we've forgotten, cover your own brand. Because I, as a parent, I'm like, how do I clean this damn thing?
It's amazing.
I'm going back to like cleaning, like feeding bottles. And I'm like,
I thought I was done with this when I was done wiping asses. Now we're back to this again.
I'm back to this. I'm having to set this damn thing. I'm having to try to sterilize it. I'm having to convince, you know how kids are. Yeah, I'm having to convince them that little speck, you know, is clean. It's just discolored. And they're like, no, I want a new straw. And I'm like, we're going to pack this bottle, because then the replacement straw is like a tenner and then postage is another £5. I'm like, the bottle on its own is already 40 quid. I'm just like, and to me, that's not, you know, that to me, that is a Christmas present.
Right.
And we'll sustain it for 6 months. And after that, I'm like, I'm done. Because if you're targeting parents, like, yes, it's the kids that I've never seen an ad, for any of these things.
By the way, the targeting of the parents is so easy to me, because you don't want your kids drinking. I don't want one time my 9-year-old, he went to some after school program and he came home with one of these energy drinks. I am like, no, absolutely not. So the parents I think most parents definitely do care what drinks their kids are putting into their body. So they can substitute one of these energy drinks or even just like, you know, full sugar Coke or whatever. With something like this, and it was easy for me to clean the bottle in this case, I might do that, because my kids are going to drink crap otherwise.
Yeah, and I will do that, because then I'm encouraging them to drink water. It's easy. There's no, we don't have to fight about, and even the schools say don't put anything, they're not allowed, the schools here, they're not allowed anything else but water. So it's good.
That's
for
great.
Them. I mean, when they get to secondary school, all bets are off.
Yeah. And then it says, oh, all bets are off. I've lost all my influence. But
so it's just like, I would, if this was, yeah, if the practicalities of it were well taught, I will just buy this. It will be my go-to bottle. Because every term I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? Which one doesn't leak? Which one's easy to clean? Which one's, you know, all of those things. And you start to ask friends, you start to ask people. And those are the things I think, in terms of branding, having a personality, positioning themselves, and, you know, being the kind of, when we talk about, like, you don't need they don't have a massive content strategy to hit the market. And I have never seen an ad, and that kind of word of mouth, I think they're doing a really good job. But in terms of, like, then how brand and, like, your SEO strategy and your generic strategy and all the marketing go together, they've kind of neglected the other side of it.
Completely neglected it.
Completely. I have not seen any kind of generic content addressing how to, like, all of these stuff.
Nothing. I'll prove it to you, because all of their branded traffic outside of the UK, it fell off a cliff around April 25. Just, you can see the brand, it's all fell out, except for not the UK, France, right? So if you're looking at France, for some reason that it's stable in France, but UK is down, the US down, most markets, their branded searches, people looking for their brand on Google, it just fell off a cliff.
Yeah, because that fad nature, isn't it? Now there's Stanley's, and then that's the danger in targeting children, because tomorrow they're off to something else.
Yep. And that's what, first off, So many points to chew on what you just said. I think one problem is that what brands do here, and in particular brands like this, you look at the website, and this is where I it's like a red flag for me about how trendy it looks. And it looks great, but almost too great. And brands often try to get that really cool buzz and that really cool feel and that really cool vibe and all that really cool whatever stuff. And that stuff is surface level. Mm. And that stuff will work for a while on a 16-year-old. But if you want to do something that's a little more substantial, a little more meaningful for a wider audience, and you have to consider the wider audience, you can't just focus on one demographic and expect that to last forever. You have to pivot to the to another audience, to a wider audience, to a more stable audience. And then in this case, the people with the credit card.
Yep. Yep.
The parent, you have to do something that's a little bit beyond just buzz.
Yeah, I think they rebranded in 2024, if I'm getting this right. And I, because the first time I looked at their website, this wasn't what it looked like. So they've kind of like probably gotten some consultant to say, oh, this is where you are now. And then done this, you know, again, needs to be fact checked. I saw that I read somewhere that they had a rebrand in 2024 because I was like, this is not what it looked like. And you can see they've gone the way of this pop of color, the way like you see most young brands are doing now with the Monzo and the coral and the lime greens and the all of those kind of things. So yeah, I think that's the danger for them. Once people move on to the new thing, I mean, they have such a secondary target audience, which would be people who go to the gym, and you know, but I'm not, you know, I have 1 hour to be in the gym. I'm not spending 30 minutes of that cleaning that bottle. And this
that's the problem. Always, by the way, comes down to an actual product problem. You can't paint lipstick on a pig. If the bottle was clean, more easily clean.
It has like five different parts. Like,
yeah, I'm out. I am out. If I can't just pop it into the dishwasher.
Five different parts.
And I am out.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I bought a replacement lead for my daughter and that was like £8 minus posting because she dropped it at Guide. So it's just... Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at these things on the surface level, you're like, oh, I'm really blown away by how they've managed to, you know, centered what, explore that market and really tap into it and build the whole product around it. But when you start to dig, you're like, yeah.
Just a little bit. And I think that's where sometimes these brands get a little bit too, I'll say, full on themselves or a little bit too haughty, we can do no wrong. And that's what you were talking before. That's why I think they ignore the obvious. Mm-hmm. And the obvious here is they have a real problem and you have to really address it. What they did try to do, by the way, is in, I don't know, 10 months ago since the recording of this, they put up a video for the first time in a year on YouTube. It's on their YouTube channel at Air Up. The title of the video is "The Truth Exposed. Is Air Up a Scam?" And I've literally seen brands do this. Wix did this. Is why I had a job at Wix to begin with, is because they try to market themselves out of a problem. Mm. And you can't market yourselves out of a problem. You have to actually solve the problem.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I just stated the obvious.
Oh, really? What is marketing doing? What is...
I don't know why I even had to say... I'm upset at the fact that I even had to say that you can't market yourself out of a problem.
Yeah.
So you know what they did? They went out onto the street, guys holding up a cardboard sign saying "Try Air Up" or "Is Air Up a Scam?" People come over, they try it, and guess what, Miracle? They love it. They think it's great.
It's a miracle.
And of the, you know, the 10 people who tried it, guess how many didn't like it? Zero.
Oh dear. And even my kids will see through that. I mean,
in 3 seconds, it takes 3 seconds to see through that. And that's where, what are we doing? And that's where they're at. So they built up this really great thing. I don't think they know what to do with it next. I don't think they know. I'm talking to someone about this, someone in the SaaS space. Pivoting to new areas, let's say people, moms, or I don't know, people who are health professionals, you know, personal trainers, that's going to be your new demographic. And they'll push it on their clients even better.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to give up the old audience. You can expand and pivot in a way that doesn't make you now not cool and not talk to your old audience either. I don't know why it's like a zero-sum game.
Yeah. I do think they have tried, because if you look at their website, you'll see they have, I don't know, they're on version 4.0 or 5.0 of the bottle, but they just can't, in the product, they can't simplify it. They just can't nail the simplicity, because it just, it's still the same, because people complain, it does leak, so she can't put it in her bag.
No, they're real complaints.
Because there's like 5 different parts. Like, there's no way that you're kind of building a component like that. I mean, a simple water bottle will leak. So
I wonder what the competitors are doing, because their competitors pop up now more than I've ever seen them.
Mm.
And it feels like a Hoka kind of moment where like Nike made room for other competitors. That's a whole different can of beans why they did that. But their search volumes are down. In the US, Era bottle is currently at 102,000. No, I'm sorry. Globally, 102,000 searches a month. That's down from 272,000 searches a month a year ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm not surprised. It's a kind of trend kind of thing. There is the US brand, I think, I can't pronounce it. It's called CIRKUL. And then there's like Waterdrop. Those are the US brand. They also seem, I don't know, I haven't really delved into them, but they do seem, they do seem complex as well, because they have, but it's easier because they have a whole thing that you just pop into it. And I guess you can throw that bit away, and then the actual bottle
is the,
it's easier smart. To clean and maintain. So yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Actually. And that,
and then you have various type of bottles. They have like the Stanley type, and that's how I think that's easier to sustain, because then now everyone wants a Stanley. You insert your sickle into the Stanley and stuff like that. You know,
it's also interesting because it's more, if you just look at their marketing, it's more a lot on Circle, which is again CIRKUL.
Yeah.
Just your, in their images, who they're talking to. There's a mom, there's a kid, there's a dude doing push-ups in the gym. It's a much more diverse market.
And you can see that they've built it to keep up with the trend, because now everyone's carrying this like 10 liter gallon of water. And then you can insert your circle into your 10 liter, like as the as the trends evolve in the type of bottles, you can just keep inserting this thing into whatever bottle.
That's great. Look at that. That's ginormous. But I guess that's the challenge for Arab, is they came in, they nailed it, and now they have to pivot a little bit. And that's always painful. I've been there. It's a very painful situation. A lot of growing pains.
Yeah, I do wonder if the founder is still the CEO and stuff like that. I do hear that there is always a pain when that remains in terms of pivoting and growing a product, because you're so invested in the original idea.
Correct. If you're listening to this and you're like, what should their strategy be? If it's still the old management or leadership, and I hate to say it because it sucks, because they started the company and they were there and then they grew this thing. But you're right. Inevitably, when you hit a moment, I call them inflection points, maturity inflection points for a brand. When you hit them, oftentimes it's because old leadership is still kind of stuck in old thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really their fault, because how could you really blame them? And they need to bring somebody else in. And that's also very difficult emotionally to handle for them.
Yeah.
Wow. Life is difficult emotionally for brands, not for people at all. Which is funny, because people don't realize brands are just people.
Yeah. Hopefully they make it true.
I hope so. It looks like a good product.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's healthy or not anymore. And now I know that I can't wash it simply, so forget it. You've completely persuaded me never to buy one of these things.
That wasn't my intention. My intention was like, I like this brand. I like what they've done. But if you begin to kind of like dig into it, you're like, okay, I have one bottle that's not in use. And I know that in a couple of months, this will not be on my radar anymore, because we would, so.
No, we've uncovered their brand truth in less than an hour. So thank you for that. Although, again, sorry to air, I'm not going to buy one of these. But I never was going to buy one to begin with. Let's be honest. Truth is truth. Miracle, where can people find you?
I primarily hang out on LinkedIn. So if you search for me, you will find me there. I've tried all the social media and I just always end up on LinkedIn. So that's the quickest way to reach me. I mean, I'm still on X and Blue Threads. Oh, no, Threads, I think. But just come on and go that. Just be like, find me on LinkedIn.
Find me on LinkedIn. Folks, check out Miracle's profile on LinkedIn. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Till next, everybody. Toodles.